You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The New York Yankees were about to go down 3-1 to the Atlanta Braves. They were down 6-0. And they started pecking away and pecking away. And then came up the original number 13. Long before Alex Rodriguez, there was Big Jim Lyritz. Jim Lyritz versus Mark Wahlers. Game 4 of the 96 World Series. Take it away, John.
Understandably, they don't think the Yanks can pull Wahlers. It'll be a 2-2. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. Jones back toward the track, at the wall, it is gone! A 3-run home run, and the Yankees have tied the game. Jimmy Lyritz did pull Wohlers, and he hit a 3-run home run over the left field fence, and the gutty, gritty Yankees have come all the way back, 6-0 down to tie the game at 6. Do you believe that?
Oh, what a call. There's so many amazing things from that, from the idea that he's talking about the alignment, how they don't think Jim Lyritz could pull Mark Wahlers right before he pulls Mark Wahlers.
This is what makes play-by-play announcers so good.
Oh.
They're just so aware.
And then, gutty-gritty Yankees. Gutty-gritty Yankees was a thing. And John Sterling invented it on that crazy October night. That's number one. And by the way, this is in no particular order because they're all like babies. They're all like your children. You can't pick one's better than the other. Now, when it's all said and done, Tiki, you should pick your favorite.
Okay.
I agree. Now let's go to 1996. Same year, but a little bit earlier. Game 1 of the ALCS. We all remember Derek Jeter, Jeffrey Mayer, game-tying home run. That didn't end the game. All that did was tie the game. And the game went deep into the night until Bernie Williams sent everybody home.
That'll be a 1-1 to Bernie Williams. Myers deals, swung on and driven a deep left. It is high, it is far, and it's gone. Yankees win! The Yankees win! Bernie Williams homers deep in the left field seats to lead off the 11th inning on a 1-1 pitch. And the Yankees beat the Orioles 5-4 to win game one of the American League Championship Series. Burn, baby, burn. He's done it again.
Wow.
You know what makes him great is he describes the setup in the moment so perfectly. So if you just had the little bit of the call at the end, you know exactly what was going on. Right? Game one of the world of the American League Championship Series against the Baltimore Orioles, top of the 11th or bottom of the 11th inning, game over. Right? He gets it all.
Like, oh yeah.
Most announcers don't do that. Like when a game ends like that, they drag it out and they just get all this nonsense, superfluous words that they just throw in there for whatever reason. Maybe because they can't think quick enough. But John encapsulates the moment in 10 seconds.
He does.
It's unbelievable.
And he also gave you his traditional lines, but in a very quick way.
Yes.
Like, Yankees win was immediate. And then burn, baby, burn was at the end.
Yeah.
So it almost felt more natural. Like, because I think, obviously, as years go by, you have a formula that works and you become like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Home run. I'm going to do the call. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I think that call was just very organic. That was when all of this stuff was kind of being developed.
Right.
I am not trolling with this. I swear to God to you. There is a home run that is underrated in the history of baseball. It's underrated in the history of the Yankees, and I believe it deserves its due. You never hear this call. We're about to play a call because I apologize. It's from a Yankee loss. I want to take you back to Game 7 of the 2001 World Series, the greatest World Series arguably ever played. Alfonso Soriano hit a home run that to all of us won the Yankees the World Series. Like, that's the reality. We all thought Alfonso Soriano hit. I'm getting chills even talking about this because this game is, you know, I know it's painful for Yankee fans and I respect that, but I'm also thinking about the emotion after 9/11, everything that went into that series. And trust me, we got more on the 0-1 World Series because that was John's finest hour. But Alfonso Soriano hit a World Series winning home run and it went away into the ashes because the Yankees lost the game. it was still a great call. It was still a great moment. So I take you back to the eighth inning of Game 7 of the 2001 World Series, and Alfonso Soriano was at the plate.
Here's the 0-2. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Alfonso Soriano, having the greatest rookie year you can imagine, has homered deep in the left field seats, has given the Yankees a 2-1 lead.
Wow. Now, unfortunately, it did not work out. We all know that. Speaking of the 0-1 World Series, and you know what? I am picking a favorite because the last clip we play is my favorite, but it needs to be set up the right way. Game 4 of the 2001 World Series. BK Kim's on the mound. The Diamondbacks are about to win this game. They're about to go up 3-1. And then Tino Martinez said, nah, not going to happen.
Here's Tino. One on, two out. Pitch is swung on and drilled to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. The Bam Tino with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. He drills a game-tying two-run home run. Oh, the Bam Tino delivers big time. And the Yankees on the precipice of defeat tie the game at 3.
Here's why this
I like that phrasing.
You like that? The precipice of defeat.
The Yankees on the precipice of defeat.
I saw Lugie shake his head. I understand. I'll express that emotion too. Look, that World Series, while I wanted New York City to be happy, mm-hmm. and I wanted everybody to be happy, we're all going through the same horrors of the real world, that did not bring me to rooting for the New York Yankees. And when Tino hit that home run, I remember looking up at my apartment in Maryland and saying to my ex-girlfriend, let her rot in hell, I said to her, these sons of bitches just don't die. And as bad as that was, or as good as that was, what happened the next night, I still can't believe happened. Because the New York Yankees did it again. In the exact same situation. BK Kim, Game 5 of the World Series, the Diamondbacks are about to win. And there are many Yankee moments that as a baseball fan I remember. And forget the Mets, I don't want to include Mets in this. Scott Brosius coming to the plate and repeating the script of the night before is probably the most surreal effing thing I have ever seen in my sports life.
Bunch of clutch dudes.
But John Sterling described it as eloquently as a human being can. Ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, the greatest call that John Sterling ever made, Scott Brosius, BK Kim, they did it again.
Now Kim, 1-0. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is good. I don't believe it. Once again, deja vu. A two-out, game-tying two-run home run by Scott Brosius. Probably the most unbelievable feat in World Series history. Scott Brosius ties the game with a two-run home run. What was it Al Michaels said? Do you believe in miracles? 56,000 Yankee fans here say, yes, we do.
Wow. I got chills, man. I got freaking chills. I mean, because that was, it's a combination of two things. Yeah, it's the moment, man.
Yeah, it's a bit hyperbole.
Excuse me?
Greatest hit home run in World Series history?
Can I defend him?
Go ahead.
Look, it's Game 5 of the World Series. I completely understand that. Mm-hmm. I didn't win the World Series. It wasn't Joe Carter. It wasn't Bill Mazeroski. I get all that. You got to put yourself in the moment.
Yeah, because of what happened the night before.
They did it again. And not only that, yeah, everything going on around us. Baseball was a distraction. Yeah. You know this as an active athlete at that time.
Of course.
Everything you guys did, I include you in this, everything you guys did was there to distract us from the reality and the evils of what we witnessed in our own city. And so you had that always in the background of our mind.
So in context, he's right.
It was unbelievable.
In context, he's not wrong.
And I thought he captured that without saying it in the most brilliant way possible. I could not believe that on the second straight night, somebody hit a game-tying home run against BK Kim.
By the way, this is not a troll job. To this day, I still can't believe the Yankees didn't win that series. Mm. To this day.
Look.
They never lost series like that.
That is the caveat
the
to all this.
The perfect script, and they lost.
You're right. And look, the Soriano home run. Well, you kind of are. That's why I'm going to clean it up a little bit. Well, You're right, but that's not what I'm thinking about in this moment. In this moment, it was, I can't believe, and that's one of the greatest franchises runs we've ever seen. I mean, the 90s Yankees, it's going to take a lot for me as a sports fan to ever say, that's better than that. But what they did, two nights in a row to come back was ridiculous. And I thought John just described it in the most eloquent way possible. That's the greatest call in John Sterling's career, in my opinion. Now, you heard all those
because,
calls?
Because of the circumstances.
I think he captured it.
Yeah.
The Al Michaels stuff, the I can't believe it, immediately going to, I can't believe, because we all said the same thing.
Yeah.
None of us could believe it. I think that, now you just heard all of them, maybe for the first time, right? Because you were playing during all
right,
of this.
Right, I was. So I didn't hear any of these in a John Sterling voice. If I was watching, I was watching it on television.
So what was your favorite?
Bernie.
Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah. And you know why? Because the enthusiasm, like the buildup. You have it, play it again.
Play it again.
The build up to the home run.
All right.
And when it happens, you hear like this.
Now, remember.
It's a climax moment. Seriously. I'm being serious. Listen to it.
That game was crazy. Yankees are down by a run. Right. Jeter hits the home run. The Jeffrey Mayer play. This is the, what inning? Was this the 11th?
It was the 11th,
right? Okay. 11th inning. Kind of comes out of nowhere. And yes, you get full climax.
That'll be a 1-1 to Bernie Williams. Myers deals. Swung on and driven a deep left. It is high. It is far. And it's gone. Yankees win. Nice. Yankees win. Bernie Williams homers deep in the left field seats to lead off the 11th inning on a 1-1 pitch. And the Yankees beat the Orioles 5-4 to win game one of the American League Championship Series. Burn, baby, burn. He's done it again.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
Absolutely great call.